Stanbury's girls are off to a 5-2 start. They have Bramer and North Harrison still on their schedule prior to the Christmas break. Carla McQueen's coach of Stanbury. And you're going to play in the championship game of the Albany tournament when visited last and against Jefferson. Jefferson wins 48-36 in a game you really didn't play too badly. Struggled at the outset to score, but really seemed like you recovered from that and had that thing in range at halftime. But they kind of pulled away in the third quarter, and really in the fourth they really didn't let you back in.
No, we came out and, yeah, we kind of struggled there to begin with, but by halftime we kind of adjusted and was playing some pretty good ball, but we came out in the third quarter and they, I think they hit a couple threes and they had some transition points and kind of pulled away, and they got an 8 or 10 point lead, and we just never could get any closer than that the rest of the game. In the fourth quarter, I feel like we came out with a lot of intensity, but it wasn't enough. They were a little bit more physical on the boards than us, and that's something that we're going to have to work on.
A couple non-league games that were following the Albany tournament, and they were back-to-back, too. One was Northeast Nottoway, who, you know, they were okay at the PVI tournament, but I think when they had played you, it might have been their first game or maybe their second game after they had lost, you know, one of their parts and a significant part. So I assume that they were kind of adjusting for one thing, and they're young anyway.
Yeah, and it's hard whenever you lose, you know, an important part in your team, and it takes a little bit of an adjustment period. And we came out and put a lot of pressure on them and caused them to turn the ball over, and we scored a lot of points in the first quarter, and that's hard to recover from whenever you're a young team. But we had really balanced scoring that game. A lot of girls stepped up and did a good job for us.
Okay, had LeBlanc the next night, which, yeah, if they stay on the schedule, I think that would be a good opponent for Stanbury to have year to year. This year, a little imbalanced, though. Yeah, you beat them pretty handily and really dominated from the start in this one.
Again, they're a young team, and they played hard the whole game. They're just young, and again, we came out in the first half and put a lot of pressure on them and caused them to turn the ball over. And again, we had very balanced scoring. You know, Lily Osborne stepped up, and she had four threes in the first half and did a real good job for us. Maddie Sager and Jaden McCume scored a lot in the paint for us, and so we're having that balanced scoring, and whenever you're up against a young team, sometimes that can be very frustrating.
Okay, had Albany on Tuesday in the first league game, won that one too, 151-15, and again, I think Albany is getting there defensively, but boy, it's pretty clear that, at least right now, that their offense is really hit and miss.
And they came out and they do a good job being patient on offense because they do have a hard time scoring them. But then, again, our pressure just kind of got to them and caused them to turn the ball over, and we got some transition points off them.
Okay, Bramer is going to be tonight, play Bramer at Bramer, and this will be interesting to see what they're like because they're really high on that young group that they have again, and I think it was last year's seniors that were in the same position, whatever it was, 4 years ago. And, you know, they really, you know, they were freshmen that came in and, you know, figured out a way to contribute, or they were contributors at the time. And they're kind of in the same predicament again. They've got some players with some promise, but they have to produce even if they're freshmen because that's what their best are so right now.
And I hear that they have a good group coming up, and it's hard putting a freshman into a varsity situation, but you know, a lot of teams are doing that, and you know, we did that, and it does take a lot of patience, but they can score some points, or one of the girls can score some points, and I'll be anxious to see what happens tonight.
That's Carla McQueen, head basketball coach of Stanbury.